Namaskar. This is Akhilesh Bhargav again. Welcome to Tidbits on Business and Finance with me. The Income Tax Department, as the Mint reports, has been investigating the Benami assets, the undisclosed properties, the shell companies of Asaram. He may be Bapu to some, but to us, he is a sinister criminal involved in the heinous crime of raping an unsuspecting innocent teenage girl. The Income Tax Department at the moment has been investigating two of his shell companies in Ahmedabad. They are found to have invested money in over 50 properties all over India involving over 100 crores. These companies own lucrative assets. They have let them out on rent to various people and they continue to earn a lot of rental income. These kind of patterns of investments of Asaram are not surprising. In fact, a few years ago, when there was a raid on a well-known prominent builder of Mumbai, it was found that Asaram had invested a few hundred crores in immovable properties with this Mumbai-based builder too. The Income Tax Department is confident of finding out and unearthing many more such investments of Asaram. We are actually not surprised by the confidence of the Income Tax Department. The Income Tax Department had conducted an extensive raid on him, on his ill-gotten sleazy empire in the year 2015. They found incriminating evidence. They found actual physical existence of assets, undisclosed income, running into thousands of crores. The Income Tax Department in that raid had found sackfuls of currency notes, sackfuls of fixed deposits of banks, sackfuls of government securities, mutual fund securities and investments, and sackfuls of property investments, title deeds all over the country. Of course, those investigations continued. It's a pretty extensive one which is going on and might take a few years to conclude. But this kind of a pattern has been pretty common. Asaram used to make millions of money from his unsuspecting devotees. He also used to usurp public land. It is known that he has usurped prime location land in various cities and set up his questionable ashrams. This has included land in Surat, land in Ujjain, land in Khandwa, and even Delhi. That's the way his ill-gotten Benami undisclosed assets and huge empire was created. A similar situation was found in the case of the other rapist Baba, Ram Rahim, who is also languishing in jail on charges of rape. He had a similar pattern of creating all kinds of Benami and undisclosed investments. This modus operandi of these godmen is a very simple, robust and time-tested one. Religion is the most lucrative business worldwide and a sucker is born every minute. It is not just these Babas who have been receiving huge amounts of money, but even organizations like Missionaries of Charities have been found to have received wealth from the public in huge numbers, unmindful of activities that they have conducted which were shameful. You will recall that nuns of Missionaries of Charities have been found selling babies in Ranchi of late. That's another heinous crime. So, how does this really work out? Surprisingly and strangely, devotees have been very eager for some very unusual motivation to shower money on these questionable individuals and their organizations. They receive money by the hordes. It is never accounted for. And interestingly, against this money, they perhaps promise salvation to these devotees who come to them with strained faith. The process is simple thereafter. Devotees come and shower funds on them. There are no books of accounts maintained. There are no valid income tax returns filed. Most of them remain undisclosed in the form of Benami assets, Benami companies, Benami investments, shell companies, and of course, money parked in sack loads. This pattern is very common. It is sad that public wealth has been wasted on these kind of men. It is sad that these kind of men have managed to hoodwink people in a country like India, where wealth is so badly needed for the upliftment of millions of poor who live below the subsisting line. And it is sad that these godmen have been patronized, have been given protection by the local politicians. It is because of their patronizing and protection that very often these kind of organizations go uninvestigated by the bureaucracy. The politicians, of course, do it for the sake of their political gains, and the godmen are very happy to court them, to show their power, to show their networking, and on the other hand, not to show to you that because of that kind of linkage they have with local politicians, they have managed to usurp public wealth, they have managed to become wealthy, they have managed to run their empires of greed, avarice and sleaze, until a rape charge emerges or a charge of selling of babies emerges and the empire thereafter perhaps gets dismantled. This is Akhilesh Bhargav signing off. Till we meet again. Namaskar.